You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. What was going on yesterday in the Bronx? Deadly gunfire, that's what. Let's find out what happened with our Glenn Schuck.
Very violent time in the Bronx. At least 5 shootings across the borough within 8 hours of each other, including one that was fatal in Soundview. Cops getting called to Seward Avenue about 1 in the afternoon yesterday, where a 34-year-old man shot in the chest was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Let's talk about that Amazon driver shooting we have been discussing. It was about 2:30 yesterday. The 31-year-old driver of that Amazon truck was shot and wounded, did survive that. It happened at East Tremont Avenue in the West Farms section. This witness spoke to reporters.
He was literally inside the van, digging through his bags, digging through his totes, and he just heard gunshots and just got shot.
And that investigation continues. There's more on the NYPD's plate here. Early yesterday morning around 8, a 32-year-old man was shot in the back. This was East 176 in Tremont. He later died at the hospital. Again, 5 shootings that police are telling us no arrests. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in the Bronx.
As he asked New Yorkers to give him 4 more years, Mayor Adams apologizes for the corruption scandals that have plagued his administration.
To those New Yorkers that have to pick up the paper and read this headline, all I can say is I'm sorry and I'm committed to this city. And they will make a determination on who has Eric Adams been throughout his life.
The comment came during a wide-ranging interview with ABC News. Just last week, his former chief advisor and the city's deputy commissioner of administrative services were hit with bribery charges for allegedly accepting money to use their influence over transportation projects in the boroughs. Both deny the allegations. Separately, a former aide and campaign volunteer, Winnie Greco, was accused of handing a reporter a potato chip bag with cash in it. She says it was a mistake. The mayor says he doesn't know what happened there, that he's got 800 volunteers, and that she is no longer one of them. A New York State Supreme Court judge with a pointed message for Andrew Cuomo: stop using taxpayer money to resurrect your public image. That has to do with the former governor's court battle with Brittany Comiso, the former aide who accused him of sexual assault. He had sought to make public text messages produced under discovery that he claims refutes the allegations. She wanted the civil case dropped. In a decision posted online Monday, Justice Denise Hartman sided with her, saying taxpayers should not be footing Cuomo's legal bill. A deadly accident in Elizabeth, New Jersey, where an SUV went barreling into the rear of a gym on Newark Avenue.
A woman driving behind the wheel in the Planet Fitness parking lot came crashing through the windows, killing a man working out and injuring several others that were inside. Frank says this is a popular gym that's always packed.
Nobody's working. I'm not even working out today myself. You know, I was going to work out at another place, but nah, I'm not going nowhere.
And for Eunice, she comes each day, but this morning was watching her granddaughter.
Dora saved my life today. 2 people in the hospital, and one person died.
Police say this is under investigation. And as for the Planet Fitness, there is no word on when this will reopen. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Elizabeth.
Health Secretary RFK Jr. making this announcement at yesterday's Trump cabinet meeting.
Finding interventions, certain interventions now that are clearly, almost certainly causing autism. And we're going to be able to address those in September.
CDC numbers show 1 in 31 children and 1 in 45 adults have been diagnosed with autism, which is up from 1 in 150 just a few decades ago. But the very first diagnosis wasn't until 1943. And so experts say the huge spike is simply because of improved methods for flagging the disorder. The Kennedy-fueled renewed skepticism over vaccines becoming evident as we head into the new school year, with more than 5% of kindergartners in 17 states now claiming a non-medical vaccine exemption. Dr. Scott Leuchten heads the emergency medicine residency at St. Barnabas Health. He tells 1010 Winds vaccination rates have been on a downward trend in New York State, and that is not good news.
I know there's a lot of information out there about whether or not vaccines are safe. They are. And it's important that you talk about your concerns with your primary care doctor or your pediatrician or whoever takes care of you if you do have concerns. And I think they're going to recommend that you get vaccinated.
He says vaccinations can save lives, and he is urging New Yorkers to follow New York State guidelines. A heated public hearing last night with a neighborhood divided over plans for the Coney.
Brooklyn residents lined up to have their voices heard.
We go to Coney Island. There was never a casino.
Barbara and Jack can't wait for the casino.
And Brooklyn is my home. Why we can't have a casino here?
The casino would be good for jobs. In the wintertime, it's a ghost town.
But Michael thinks it's going to bring the wrong opportunities to the borough.
No child growing up ever said, I wish I could work in the casino as a dealer or cleaning the bathroom. Said no child ever.
The hearing brought with it a mixed crowd, with people holding signs saying no casino and others wearing shirts saying yes. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
So is your kid at that age where they're learning how to drive? Are you freaking out over that? A new ranking may put you at least a little bit at ease.
New York came out on top in the Wallet Hub survey, in part because of its occupant protection and impaired driving laws, as well as laws against distracted driving.
I guess it's a bit reassuring, but also I find it also very surprising because of how crazy it is.
16-year-old Maytala Mona has her learner's permit. Her mom, Sarah, has signed her up for a six-month pre-licensing course that she'll need to drive at 17 in the five boroughs.
To write a passage, I think that, you know, I wanted her to learn how to drive. It wasn't 100% necessary because we live in the city, but I do think it's important.
The survey also found New York has the fifth fewest teen DUI arrests and one of the lowest rates of texting and driving. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New Jersey ranked third best for teen drivers. Connecticut was 12th. The worst? Montana. What's happening with the water situation in Patterson? Some funky looking water. And Passaic Valley Water Commission Executive Director Jim Muller talked to 1010 Winds about that.
That brown water is typically iron. These are iron pipes. And that's what causes the discoloration. You know, it can stain clothes. It doesn't taste good. Like high iron content water doesn't necessarily taste good, but it's not unsafe. Would you want to cook with it? Probably not. It wouldn't make the food taste good, but it's not necessarily unsafe.
And following the recent water main breaks, more than 100,000 people in parts of Patterson, Haledon, North Haledon, Fairlawn, and Prospect Park remain under a boil water advisory. Governor Hochul touting progress in stamping out shoplifting in New York State. That became a big problem post-pandemic, with the governor saying organized crime rings were mostly behind it. Now she says retail theft has declined more than 5% outside New York City, 12% year over year in town.
As I talked to some of the business owners I stopped in on my way here, they feel it as well. They don't feel that they're under siege as much as they had been before, and they're grateful for the work of law enforcement, number one, but also they know that significant laws were changed in the state legislature because I knew that that needed to happen.
The state had committed more than $40 million for dedicated retail theft teams and deployed an additional 100 state police to tackle the issue. A native New Yorker looking to swim the English Channel in what would make her the first from the Big Apple to complete what is known as swimming's Triple Crown, and it's all for a good cause.
Flor Soates grew up in Manhattan Beach and describes swimming as a constant thread in her life.
As a child, it helps calm me down and give me a goal and focus. And as an adult,
It gives me something to train for each year and creates balance in my life.
So swimming 21 miles across the English Channel is not something she's afraid of. The challenge is not knowing when she'll be given the green light for the journey.
A lot has to do with wind and tidal currents because you're going across a pretty long channel.
Soats is swimming in part to raise money to give kids free lessons at Asphalt Green. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Animal Care Centers in New York has once again reopened to people who believe they need to surrender their pet. They had suspended intake with the exception of emergencies and animals brought in by the NYPD due to being over capacity at all their locations. Some good news, the city is going to be fast-tracking a new shelter in the Bronx that would open up more space come January instead of mid to late next year. But like they say, if you build it, they will come. And so ACC is encouraging people to take advantage of their surrender prevention programs, including medical assistance and a pet food pantry. If you can adopt, foster, donate, or volunteer, please visit nycacc.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.